Suvas Perkei Mishnah Base 5-2. As we said before, during the time of the Mishnah, it was normal to have the erisin, the first stage of legal marriage, to precede the nisuin by a good amount of time. Now, was standard practice in the time of the Mishnah that the families of the bride and the groom would set a specific date for the wedding, a specific amount of time between the erisin and the nisuin. And it was expected that on the official agreed-upon date, the actual wedding ceremony would proceed. Our Mishnah is talking about a case in which the chasan and kala did not set a specific date for the nisuin. And now, one of the two parties says they want to get married as soon as possible. So the question is, how much time are they given legally to get ready for the wedding? Now, the reason why they need to be given a fixed amount of time, a certain amount of time, is because the kala, the bride, needs to prepare her wedding dress and her jewelry for the wedding, and that takes time. And as we'll see in the Mishnah, we assume that takes a whole year. And the groom also needs time. He needs time to prepare the chuppah, plus the seudah, the feast of the wedding, plus he needs to arrange his own clothing, and he needs to arrange a place for them to live. So he also needs time. So the question is, how much time are they allowed? And as we'll see, really more later on in the perek, if they don't arrive ready on the date that they're legally required to, so then there are actually financial penalties that kick in. More about that in subsequent Mishnayos. But here the Mishnah says, Nosn le vesula shnei masar chodesh mishetav'a ha'ba'al. Assuming they haven't set a date for when they're going to have the chuppah, if the chasan now says he wants to get married as soon as possible, we give the besula. Here besula means a woman who was never, she never went to a wedding before. She never was married before. First time bride. Doesn't mean besula technically. It means she never had a wedding before. So she gets 12 months from the time from which the husband requests now as soon as possible to get married. The reason why is because as a first time bride, she needs 12 months to ready herself a wedding dress, which she'll make by hand herself, of course, as well as her jewelry. As the Mishnah says, lefarnes esatzma. That's how much time it takes for her to provide for herself. You get an insight, by the way, from the word lefarnes, parnasa, that here it doesn't mean food at all. It has to do with provide for her material needs. In this case, it's a wedding dress. Parnasa always includes all one's material needs in other contexts. Ukashem shenosin leisha, kach nosin leish. Just as 12 months are given to the bride, so too 12 months are given to the man, meaning he also needs 12 months lefarnes esatzmo in order to get himself ready, meaning if the bride's family says, no, we want to get married as soon as possible, he is given a whole year in such a scenario to get himself ready, meaning to get his own clothes in order, as well as arrange for the chuppah, the seudah, and the dira, the place to live. Ula almana shloshim yom. When it comes to an almana, now almana again literally means a widow, but here it doesn't mean a widow technically. It means a woman who had already been married once before, meaning she already has a wedding dress. And that being the case, she doesn't need to make a new one, and therefore she gets just 30 days. That's all she needs to get ready for a chasna. Interestingly, the amount that the chasan gets is actually reciprocal to the amount of time that the kala gets, meaning even if he's a first-time chasan, his first marriage, and she, however, is a second-time bride, her side can tell him, we want to get married as soon as possible, and then he has to be ready within 30 days, just like she only had 30 days, which, of course, is not much time to arrange for all the above, but that's within the right, since they're going to be on equal footing in terms of the amount of time each one is allotted. Very interestingly, the Gemara says that if a girl was already a bogeris, meaning 12 and a half, well, in times of the Mishnah, that was already high time to be married. And of course, what else does a 12 and a half year old girl have to do with her extra time besides prepare for her wedding? And therefore, the whole assumption of our Mishnah is that the girl is not yet 12 and a half. If she's past 12 and a half, the assumption is she started making her wedding dress at all events. And therefore, the 12 years will be measured from when she becomes a bogeris, from her 12 and a half birthday. Says the Mishnah further, Higiyazman velo nisu. If the deadline arrives, whatever the deadline is, whether it's the deadline that our Mishnah is setting of the 12 months or 1 month, or whether it's the set time they agreed upon when they had their original negotiations as part of the Shidduch, even prior to the erison, but now the day for Nisun arrives, and let's say he says he's not ready. It's specifically in the case of the Mishnah here that he isn't ready, not her. So then, ocheles mishalo, even though he's not ready to make the formal chuppah, the wedding ceremony, she now eats from him, literally. It means that all of the financial obligations, as the marriage, after all, is largely a financial arrangement, so all the financial obligations now kick in, even though the chuppah, the wedding ceremony, hasn't happened, it won't happen yet. Meaning that there's really two parts to a marriage, as far as the mission of the Torah is concerned here. One part is a financial arrangement, the second part is to build a family. Of course, without the chuppah, you can't start building a family, but the financial obligations kick in at that deadline, regardless, which means that from this point onwards, he needs to provide for her food, meaning her father can say, listen, I've had enough of providing food for my daughter, not you were supposed to be marrying her, you have to pay for her food. And it's not just food, it includes all the obligations that a husband has to his wife, meaning not just food, but also clothing, medical attention, and reciprocally, as you said before, she is obliged, her mas yadeh, her production, what she makes, both her goods and services, whatever she earns, goes to him, as well as her metzios, what she finds, goes to him. And it was the financial arrangement that kicks in, even though the chuppah hasn't happened. More than that, v'ocheles betruma, she can eat truma. Now, what this is referring to, if you recall, is that when a woman who is a bas Yisrael, she's not from a Kohen family, when she marries a Kohen, so she now is allowed to eat truma as being part of his household, and really midoraisa, from already the erison, from the kedushin, from the legal marriage, already should be allowed to eat truma, because that's when the kinyan happens, and the limud comes out from kinyan kaspo. So once they are legally married, even though she's still living in her father's house, she ought to be allowed, by right of the Torah, to eat truma from him. The rabbi said, no, we're not going to let her eat truma while she still lives with her father. And the concern there was, the primary concern was, that she'll end up sharing the food that she gets with her siblings or her parents. And they, of course, are just Yisraelim, not Kohanim. And that would be an Isser, a very severe Isser, because eating truma by a czar, a non-Kohen, is Misa B'dei Shemaim, is premature death at the hands of heaven. It's very not kosher. And therefore, the rabbi said, no, she's not going to eat truma until she moves in with him properly in the Nisuin. But if we've passed the deadline and she hasn't yet moved in with him, so now he is allowed to feed her. He must feed her and provide her with her food, but he's allowed to provide her with truma, meaning the rabbinic prohibition of her partaking of food till she, of truma until she moves in with him, is now set aside. The Gemara says that he'll actually set aside like a place for her to eat separate from the rest of her siblings, etc., so to make sure that her siblings don't eat from her food. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, now this line of the Mishnah is really talking about a girl who starts out already as a Kohen. She's from a Kohen family. And Rabbi Tarfon Omer, nosen la hakol b'truma. As far as the obligation to provide food for her, Rabbi Tarfon says the food can all come in the form of truma, assuming that the chassan is a Kohen. Now, the chiddush there is that to eat truma, one has to be tahor, and therefore a woman has to be tahora. Now, half of the month, roughly speaking, she will be a nida and won't be tahora and won't be allowed to eat truma. The point, therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says is, okay, so she will have to receive the truma. She can't eat it, but like she's always done in her father's household, she'll have to barter that truma to get chulin, and she'll eat the non-sanctified, non-truma food in place during the time when she's a nida and can't eat from the truma. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva Omer, mechtza chulin or mechtza truma. He has to provide half of her food as chulin, readily eaten food already, even if she were tamea, and the other half can be provided as truma. The point of Rabbi Akiva is that it's not really her responsibility to have to now go find a way to barter the truma she gets to find food to eat. No, it's his responsibility to feed her, and therefore he has to provide her with food she can eat. Now, and some sort of like, you know, fungible truma doesn't cut it. Has to be real food. Both Rabbi Akiva and Tarfon are disagreeing only in a scenario where the girl is from a family of Kohanim. If she is a Yisraelis, so even Rabbi Tarfon would agree, she can't be expected, the 12-year-old girl can't be expected to know with whom to barter and how to barter this truma away, and therefore, of course, Rabbi Tarfon would agree that in such a scenario where he's a Kohen and she is a Yisraelis, so then he must provide her with food as chulin when she's in her state of tumah, as a nida, so she can eat food readily